Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Apostle Horsley. I'm not sure if you're speaking. We cannot hear your voice, so if you are speaking, please.
Oh, yes, I had the phone. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. I just said that. Hallelujah. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's a Thursday morning. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. It's the 12th day of November. Hallelujah to God. Pray that everybody had a wonderful Veterans Day on yesterday. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Abundance, a wonderful woman of God. And we thank God for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. This is our hour of power prayer. Hallelujah. Said, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I went running when they said unto me, I went running when they said unto me, I went running when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Poor said I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan has got to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? It's Jesus, 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 Jesus. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus, that wonderful name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, that wonderful name of Jesus, Satan has got to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? It's Jesus, Jesus, wonderful Jesus, we have the victory. Amen, amen, amen. Want to welcome to the broadcast, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry on this Thursday morning. We thank God for yesterday. It was Veterans Day. Hallelujah to God. It was a time that we had. Hallelujah to God. Had people, friends calling me up, telling me that they were giving also, Pastor. They were giving out free food everywhere you go. And they were just going around. I have one friend, he goes everywhere. He got a car, he have a truck, he goes around to all the restaurants and he shows his card and they have a whole car full of food. So I couldn't do nothing. I had to work. I'm there looking in all the restaurants that would give you from the other side of town and up the street, down the street. It was everywhere but in my path. But I thank God for it because it was a wonderful day. It saluted the veterans. Hallelujah to God. And we just thank God for all things because without him, we would fail. If we do things in our own strength, we would fail. I'm going to read a psalm today. And we'll be on the way. We're going to get to prayer. So get to moving in this hour of power of prayer. I just thank God for it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this light does he meditate in day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the ungodly shall perish. We thank God for that. Hallelujah, that Psalm 1. Hallelujah to God. I thank God. I just bless his name for it. Thank you, Jesus. And we just praise God this morning for all that he's doing. Hallelujah. Another one will be Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has a clean hands, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Thank you, Jesus. Has not lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. This is the generation This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek his face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your hands, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up ye hands, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. We just thank God for the psalm. Hallelujah to God in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, we come praising your name today, O Lord God. This is the day that you have made, Lord. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, O Lord God. God, we thank you for the laying down last night, the early rising this morning, O Lord God. Hallelujah, that we're up and we're able to praise your name, O Lord God. God, we ask that you bless our pastor, our leader, Pastor Darling, O Lord God, that you strengthen the Lord God as he's gone through this time of transitioning and moving, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would keep us strong, O Lord God, even though this season might be wet, rainy, and cool at this time of year, Lord God, but just bless us, keep us strong, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Asking, O Lord God, that you bless my wife, O Lord God, the children, the family, O Lord God, and all families that are here, Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, here on Blog Talk Radio, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless those, O Lord God, that have special needs, O Lord God, those that got caught, O Lord God, in the storm situation, O Lord God, and areas that are flooding, O Lord God, fire on one side, devastation on another, O Lord God, and chaos in the city, O Lord God, a virus just gone out of control, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But we thank you, O Lord God, for moving by your spirit, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for moving by your power, Lord God. For God has spoken once and twice, have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Lord God, we ask that you bless our children and the grandchildren, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless parents today, O Lord God, for they have closed the schools here in Florida, Lord God, before the storm is passing over, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Let it pass over, Lord God, without causing too much damage, O Lord God. Lord God, there's people that are just there, Lord God, unexpectedly, O Lord God, especially, Lord God, in the panhandle down there, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Lord God. Storm just kept coming, it seemed like it goes into the same area, Lord God. It starts in that area, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless the President of this United States, O Lord God, the one that's going out, the one that's coming in, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, for this is the day that you have made, O Lord God. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we ask that you bless the mothers, O Lord God, those that are bearing children at this time, O Lord God, that are carrying children, children in their belly, as the pastor say. Hallelujah to God, that you would bless them, O Lord God, that they would come out healthy and strong, O Lord God, and have no addiction, no side effects, O Lord God. God, we pray for cancer institutes such as hospitals, O Lord God, St. Jude Hospital, and a number of them, O Lord God. Against childhood diabetes, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, that you would look on us, O Lord God. Have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, they are predicting in the news, O Lord God, that this virus, not so many words that they would say is out of control, O Lord God, and they saying that so many people would die, Lord God, of this virus between now and the celebration of the holidays, O Lord God, our holidays of worship. We're going to give you thanks, O Lord God, on Thanksgiving, O Lord God, and by your son's birthday, Lord God, which we celebrate, O Lord God. Lord God, they are predicting gloom and doom, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and they say that they have vaccine, O Lord God, and it's not enough, O Lord God, but Lord God, we trust in you, O Lord God. Lord God, you brought the children out of Israel, O Lord God. You brought them up out of bondage, out of the land of Egypt, O Lord God. Lord God, and there wasn't a feeble one among them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, whatsoever it is, oh Lord God, I pray, and oh Lord God, that there would be a remedy to it, oh Lord God, and that it would be wiped out, oh Lord God, and that the hands, oh Lord God, if you would just move through every situation, oh Lord God, that your spirit go through every situation, oh Lord God, and put a stop, oh Lord God, to the grievance, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for this time that we're going through in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. I, for one, oh Lord God, begin to see a lot of things in a different light, oh Lord God. I see that this world is ruled and moved by your command, oh Lord God, but there are others, oh Lord God, that want to be in the place of God, oh Lord God. There are those, oh Lord God, who want to exalt their seat of their throne, their position above the throne of God, oh Lord God, just as Lucifer did, oh Lord God, and got cast out, oh Lord God. Want to be higher, Lord God, want to be as, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But God, we come to thank you, oh Lord God, for what you're doing, oh Lord God. We thank you for automobiles that we drive, oh Lord God, jobs that we still have, oh Lord God, income that is coming in, oh Lord God, and fixed income, oh Lord God. We thank you for the entrepreneurship, oh Lord God. We thank you for everything, oh Lord God, realizing that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of light. Lord God, you are the bread of heaven, oh Lord God. Feed us this morning, oh Lord God, until we want no more, Lord God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Protect our children, oh Lord God. Lord God, the virus is here, Lord God. They say that it's airborne, oh Lord God. If you would, sir, would just clean the air for us, oh Lord God, your people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, realizing that this year is winding out, oh Lord God. It's the 12th day, oh Lord God, of November, Lord God, and soon we'll be heading into the precious holidays, oh Lord God. Thanksgiving, oh Lord God, about 2 weeks away, Lord God, and after that's over, Lord God, it'll be on to the holiday, oh Lord God, a great celebration, oh Lord God. When you sent your son, O Lord God, made of a woman, O Lord God, to abide under the Lord, Lord God, that he would show us the way of holiness, the ways of the kingdom of God, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray that thy will be done, O Lord God, on earth as it is in the heaven, Lord God. We realize, O Lord God, that you are a dwelling place in all generations, O Lord God, before the mountain was brought forth, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou, O God. So, God, we come praising you, Lord God. We pray for everybody here, Lord God. We ask, O Lord God, that you would touch in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you would touch every condition, oh Lord God. Look on every situation, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Stir the people's hearts up, oh Lord God, to pray and continuously stay in prayer in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, with which it deserves. In Jesus' name, say amen and amen again. Hallelujah to God. We're going to go into prayer this morning, oh Lord God, and praise, oh Lord God. We want to check with the pastor, Lord God, to see if she has special prayer requests to add on, that we'll move on in this hour of power of prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Don, do you have any special requests that call in that we could add in something at the top, at the beginning of this hour of power of prayer? Hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we just thank God for this morning. Thank you for getting us started. Thank you for those psalms. Those are powerful psalms. And we thank the Lord that we are planted like a tree by the river of water. It is so beautiful to know.
Oh,
that.
You're running.
Hmm?
Amen. No, no, yeah. I thought you probably was running. Okay. Go ahead. I'll let you finish running, Pastor. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just saying that we're grateful for those psalms and for God just giving us the ability to know his word and to walk through his word. So we shall have those clean hands and pure hearts, and we get stronger and stronger in the Lord. So I just thank God for you and thank God for your beautiful bride. Evangelist Lynn, I mean, this is a powerful team of warriors against the enemy. And so this morning, we want to keep our sister Vera, the 85-year-old grandmother who had surgery on her body for cancer. Everything worked out fine. Thank you for your prayers. It's a matter of recuperating from that surgery. So we thank God for that. And this morning, I just want to pray and bind up the snake spirit. I saw in a vision a snake spirit, and I pray that God will protect
me as well as everybody else that the enemy would try to creep in unawares. You know, it's a subtle animal. You know, what happened with him, that snake and Eve in the Garden of Eden. So we just want to pray and bind up that spirit that it will not attack our lives and cause us to be in a place where God would not want us to be. Those are the requests also, Miller and Ben. Just want to keep them in prayer this morning. All marriages, that God will continue to heal the marriages. I mean, there's some progress that God is blessing them with, but there's more to come. So we thank you and continue.
Amen. We thank God for you also, Pastor, and continue to run. Pray that God to just energize you some more. Hallelujah, God, because when you stop running, stop back running, at least when I was in the military, just, you know, it takes God to give you the energy to piece it together. Hallelujah to God. Well, we want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. You hear the pastor's prayer request. We're going to pray. We thank God and praise God for it. Believe that the lines are open. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to praise God. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to do the best we can with what we have this morning. Hallelujah to God. We want to see who's on the line. And then we're going to go forth in this hour for our prayer here this morning. Hallelujah to God. And we'll take the prayer request the best we can. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Belinda. I want to ask the prayer, come in agreement with everybody that needs healing or financial breakthrough. And I want to thank you all for praying for me because I finally found my missing card, bank cards. Everything that I needed, it was found. I've been missing for like almost 2 weeks. So I just want to keep my granddaughter Chelsea in prayer for no sickness or disease to be in her body. And each and every one of my children, Zawania, Yolanda, and Charles, and my great-grandson, Nasir. And I just want to keep everybody, family, in prayer. Pastor Darlene was talking about that spirit. As we pray this morning to bind it up. So just thank you, everybody.
Hallelujah. You have another hallelujah to God.
Good morning. This is Janice. I'm asking for prayer for myself and my children. I'm also asking for prayer for my sister-in-law, Darlene. And I'm asking for prayer for a friend of ours named James, that he needs a job. Thank you. Oh, and my mother.
Amen. Certainly will. Their name was Jerome.
Good morning.
Mother. Amen. We have another. You said Jerome, right?
James.
James, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Marie.
Marie. Alice Marie?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Yvonne. I ask a prayer for my grandson, Keyshawn. He's not
Yvonne.
Doing right in school. He's not going the right way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Good morning, Sister Juanita.
Good morning, Sister Juanita.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie. God bless everyone.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie. Amen.
Good morning. This is Grace. God bless everyone. Glad to
Amen.
Be here.
Amen. Hallelujah. I hear that I did. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Hallelujah. Oh, my water. Okay. That's okay. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we have people here. Anyone else there?
Good morning. This is Mr. Charlotte. Calling in this morning and just thanking God for the prayer line and also asking you guys to lift me and my family up in prayer, my daughter Jasmine, my daughter Jessica, and me and my husband Bernard. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I also, this is Darlene again, Darlene B., and I want to pray for my Uncle Marvin, who has prostate cancer. Whatever treatment he gets will be successful in his body and that he will not be worried about any more cancer.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Marvin, hallelujah.
Also, I wanted, this is Sister Charlotte, I wanted to say, have y'all to pray for Gary Ford. This is one of my coworkers' father. He's in the hospital. He just had surgery for colon cancer. And we just want to lift him up in prayer this morning. Also, Gary Ford.
Okay, we pray for Gary as well. Hallelujah, God.
Good morning. This is Chris again. I want to pray for Tina. Her name is Tina. She has cancer. Well, they found some cancer in her body. She had it removed, but, you know, she's still going through a lot of emotional stuff. So I just want to pray for her.
I hear that. I did. We certainly will pray. We certainly will pray. We thank God. Thank God. We thank God again. Hallelujah to God. We have the prayer requests here, and there are other prayer requests sometime that will come in the midst as we go up before the Lord in prayer. As you call the prayers out, and as you make your requests, you're trusting God to touch each and every one of them. Hallelujah to God. And the severity of it and the importance of it, that God will just bless. So we're going to come in, and we want to just praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. And what we'll do is we'll get a couple of people to pray this morning. Hallelujah to God. And we'll call on, then we'll go and worship the Lord and praise the Lord. We'll call on Minister Chris Yeba to pray and Minister Juanita. And then we'll come back and the rest of the time we'll worship and praise the Lord, okay? Hallelujah to God and call out every day we see what we have there. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. I just worship your holy name, Lord God. You are great and wonderful, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you all the glory and honor, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord God, and just to being able to get on this prayer line and lift each other up, Lord God, and stand in the gap for those, Lord God, that's not able, Lord God, to stand in, not able to pray this morning, Lord God. So we just give you glory, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray for my nephew Caleb, Lord God. I pray that you keep him, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you be the lamp in his footsteps, Lord God. Guiding him, Lord God, giving him wisdom, Lord God. Lord God, we bind everything in high places over his life, Lord God. I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to break any yokes, Lord God, over his life, Lord God. Lord God, so you said that we're battling flesh and principalities, Lord God. Lord God, I just, Lord God, ask you to keep him, Lord God. Keep him right now, Lord God, wherever he's at right now, Lord God. I pray for a renewed mind for him, Lord God. A renewed mind for all of us, Lord God. Jesus, Lord God, I pray that you renew each and every one of our mindsets right now today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, bless us, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for it. Healing, Lord God, for anybody that needs healing today, Lord God, this morning, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now that we bind any bad news today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that everything that we do, Lord God, today, Lord God, will be successful, Lord God. Lord God, that we will be blessed, Lord God. Everything that we're doing, Lord God, we will be encouraged, Lord God, that we will be empowered, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus and strengthen us, Lord God. Lord God, that we are more than conquerors, Lord God. Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, so I thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for the power, Lord God. I thank you for the peace, Lord God, that you've given us. Lord God, you said you've given us peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. So, Lord God, we will be go and be peaceful today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are a refuge today, Lord God. Lord God, we come to you this morning, Lord God, commanding our day, Lord God. Lord God, that we will hear good news today, Lord God. Lord God, those that could make decisions over our life, Lord God will
give us, Lord God, yeses and amens today, Lord God. Lord God, we bind the spirit of denial, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, every door that's been closed, Lord God, we know that, Lord God, that you could close doors, Lord God. And Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you can open doors, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you open doors that need to be open for us today, Lord God, and close doors that need to be closed, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for protection, Lord God, as we drive in today, Lord God. I pray that each and every one of our angels, Lord God, be dispatched, Lord God, and over our cars, Lord God, and over our jobs or wherever we have to go, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord will overtake us in every area of our life today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for our families, Lord God, for salvation, Father God. I pray for those, Lord God, that may be depressed, Lord God, or Lord God, those that may be on drugs, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they'll be released from that bondage right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will just be great, Lord God. I pray for your mercy upon our lives today, Lord God, and I just give you all the praise and glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just continue to thank you and to bless you and to praise your holy and righteous name. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, because we know, Lord God, that your ears are always open to our cry, Lord God. Father God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for your mercies which are new every morning, Lord God. But you tell us in your word, morning by morning, new mercies we see, Lord God. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the mercies you have blessed each and every one of us with today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we come this morning, Lord God, to, Lord God, not only petition you, Lord God, but to lift up your holy and righteous name, Lord God, because you are also worthy, Lord God. Father God, you've heard every prayer request, Lord God, that has been spoken on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, I don't remember them all, but you remember them all, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for hearing the prayers, Lord God, for marriages, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for hearing, Lord God, for the prayers for asking, Lord God, for healing, Lord God. Lord God, for deliverance, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, making a way, Lord God, where there seems to be no way, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that every prayer request has been spoken, Lord God. You hear, Lord God, and ask you to give each person, Lord God, that spoke these prayer requests the peace, Lord God, and the faith to believe that you hear and you will answer, Lord God. Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that we will not, Lord God, grow weary in well-doing, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that we will not be anxious, Lord God, as your word says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to make our requests known unto you, Lord God. So we've come to make our request known unto you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We come to the only one, Lord God, that hears and answers and moves, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. You hear, Lord God, and you answer our prayers, and you move, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for moving, Lord God, on our lives, Lord God. Lord God, where we may be weakened in faith, Lord God, strengthen us, Lord God. Where we may be doubting, Lord God, or in fear, Lord God, remind us, Lord God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, Lord God, but you've given us power, Lord God. The power that comes through your word, the power that comes through your Holy Spirit, Lord God, the power that comes, Lord God, through you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we thank you for your power, Lord God. We thank you for love, Lord God, because you said love never fails, Lord God. So I thank you, Father God, that even as we're crying out to you, Lord God, for various and different things, Lord God, that we will learn and remember, Lord God, that we're to love one another, encourage one another, pray for one another, Lord God, as you have called us to do, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the sound mind, Lord God. You've given us the mind of Christ, Lord God. As we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Lord God, we're open to receive so many things that come through our Lord and Savior, Lord God, the mind of Christ, Lord God, the peace that passes even our own understanding. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Lord, I bless your name, and I thank you, Lord God, for every family, Lord God, that's represented, Lord God, on this prayer line, Lord God, those that are on the line now and those that have been on the line and those that will come, Lord God. Father God, every prayer that we are asking for, Lord God, and lifting up for our families, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that you hear and you answer, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. Yes, we come before your throne of grace this morning, Lord God. I ask you, first of all, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would just, Lord God, search our hearts, Lord God. Show us if there's anything, Lord God, in us, Lord God, that you are not pleased with, Lord God. And, Lord God, ask, help us, Lord God, to come before you and ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, to deliver us and to change our form of thinking, to change our hearts, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord, that we never, Lord God, leave your presence the way we come in, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, what you're doing even right now, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord God, and in our minds, Lord God, as we present ourselves to you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you are such a loving God, Lord God. You are such a good God, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that your love does not and cannot fail. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that even before we presented you with any prayer request this morning, Lord God, you are already moving, Lord God. Because you know and you knew what we need, Lord God. You know what we need before we ask, Lord God, because that's how much love you have for us, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we can come before you, Lord God. Lord God, that we can ask you, Lord God. Lord God, to create in us a clean heart, Lord God. Hallelujah. Renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us, Lord God. Lord, I ask you not to cast us away from your presence. Lord, take your Holy Spirit away from us, Lord God. But that's to restore to us the joy of your salvation, Lord God. Restore to us that zeal that we had when we first received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Restore to us, Lord God, that revelation that we got, Lord God, when our eyes were open, we recognized, Lord God, that we were sinners saved by grace, Lord God. Restore to us, Lord God, that peace that we received, Lord God. We recognized that we were in the safety, Lord God, of salvation, Lord God. Restore to us, Lord God, all the things, Lord God, that the enemy has attempted to take away, Lord God, that minimizes, Lord God, the prayers and the praise that we should give you, Lord God. Restore to us, Lord God. Lord God, everything that came to one, that come on, that's taken away, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, to restore it, Lord God, all in your time, Lord God, and give us the peace, Lord God, to receive it, to embrace it, Lord God, and to walk in it. Lord, I just thank you so much this morning, Lord God, for this opportunity, this privilege, Lord God, to bless your name, Lord God, and to lift you up, Lord God. Yes, to petition you, Lord God, but more so, Lord God, just to give you praise, Lord God, because you are worthy of all praise, Lord God. Lord God, to glorify you, Lord God, because there's none else worthy of glory but you, Lord God. To lift you up and to exalt you, Lord God, because you deserve it, Lord God. You deserve all our praise, Lord God. You deserve all our worship, Lord God. You deserve all of our adoration, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Even sometimes, Lord God, if you speak, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord God, we may come to you, Lord God, in pain, Lord God. We may come to you in turmoil, Lord God. But Father God, as we can go, we draw our case up, as we begin to praise you and to worship you and to lift you up, Lord God. Lord God, those things ease off, Lord God, because we're focusing on you and who you are, Lord God, and not focusing on situations and circumstances. So I ask you this morning, Lord God, for us to focus on you, Lord God, to trust you, to know, Lord God, that as we come to you, Lord God, we can come believing, Lord God, that you hear and you answer, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. That you're worthy of praise this morning, Lord God. As we call you, Dora La Keda Dosa, Lord God. Lord God, as the song is Kina Dosi Nasta. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a song that says, Lord God, I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that we can, Lord God, raise a hallelujah, Lord God. In spite of any and everything that may be going on, Lord God, we can raise a hallelujah to you, Lord God. Lord God, showing, Lord God, that we trust you, Lord God. And we know that we serve a God who is more than able. Hallelujah. Father, thank you, Father God, being able to come before your throne of grace this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for being able to lift up a hallelujah to you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for hearing every prayer request, Lord God, name by name and need by need. And I thank you, Father God, that you are moving even right now, Lord God. I bless your name, Lord God, for the testimony that will come forth, Lord God, as, Lord God, these prayers are answered, Lord God, and your people, Lord God, share, Lord God, to encourage us, Lord God, to keep trusting you and keep standing on your word, Lord God. Because, Lord God, we know that your word will not fail, Lord God. Lord God, so we come to you, Lord God, in faith, Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, with thanksgiving, Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, because there's no place else we can go, Lord God. You are the one that have all the answers, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, so we can continue, Lord God, to pray for and encourage us, Lord God, and to remind each other of who we are and that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your love, which does not fail. Thank you, hallelujah, that your love cannot fail, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are such a good God. Hallelujah. You are such a wonderful God. Hallelujah. You are special, Lord God. Lord, I can never praise you. Don't worship you. Don't thank you enough
never give back to you, Lord God, all that you've given to us, Lord God. Father, thank you for this opportunity this morning, Lord God, to lift up my hands, Lord God, and to say thank you, Lord, for being so good, Lord God. To say thank you, Lord, for all that you are, Lord God. Say thank you, Lord, that you, Lord God, make no mistakes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. So I just thank you, Lord, that everything that's going on around us, Lord God. Lord God, there's so much that's going on, Lord God, that will cause men's hearts to fail, Lord God. But Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, that are calling out to you, Lord God, that our hearts not fail, Lord God, but we be strengthened, Lord God, because you are the strength of our hearts, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we will not be moved, Lord God, or terrified by all the stuff that's going on, Lord God, but we will only be moved by your word, Lord God, that tells us, Lord, hey, not for the Lord, go and get up, or not, they done, not cut out of day, so that reminds us that you are with us, Lord God, that you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. So in spite of everything that's going on and has gone on, Lord God, you're still with us, Lord God. You're the same today, yesterday, and forever. You don't change, Lord God. Lord God, we may change, Lord God, because of situations and circumstances, Lord God, but you don't change. So I just thank you for that, Lord God. And I bless your name for it. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, that you give me this morning, Lord God, to lift you up, Lord God, to stand in the gap, to pray with and to pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord God. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, that you give me, Lord God, just to say thank you, Lord God. Just to say, Lord God, you are so good, Lord God, and you are so worthy to be praised. I give you thanks this morning, Lord God. I give you praise, honor, glory, and reverence for who you are and for all that you do and have done. I thank you, I praise you, I worship you because you're worthy. In Jesus' name, I pray and give you thanks. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Jesus.
Break right now. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Oh, God, we adore you. We bless your holy name,
yes,
oh,
Lord.
God. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. Lord, we bless you this morning. Let's lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. He wants to hear our praises. Hallelujah. Let's lift him up. Hallelujah. For he has, hallelujah, forgiven us of our sin. Forgive us, Lord God, of all of our sins. Our trespasses against you. Father, we bow down before you. You come together with one accord on this prayer to hear our intercession on the peace and the joy and the love of this
Lord
God.
Your
Lord,
mercy.
In world, God.
Oh,
and we thank you that you are in control.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord God, that you are controlling the wind and the rain. Touch the hearts and the minds of your people today, Lord God. Bind up the works of the enemy.
Yes,
to receive all the stumbling blocks in the path of those that are trying to kill people today, God. Bless your people, Lord God. Heal them right now. Wherever the healing is taking place right now, we claim and we decree and declare right now victory in the name of Jesus. In the midnight hour, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you right now that you are controlling that wind and that rain. No storm, no hurricane. We thank you right now, Lord God. All the people are thanking you right now, crying out to you that you are our Savior, you are our advocate. Father, we thank you right now. You're hiding us right now. You're protecting us and you're keeping us safe. Lord God, you have healed so many marriages.
Thank you, sir. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Okay, Pastor Darling, that I call your able, your son, and I call your seeker. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We thank you. We're at the top of this hour. Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank God for the praises this morning. Thank God for the prayers. And I just have something before we leave because it's just in my spirit right now. I'm going to sing a song. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. He rules with power and love. Our God is an awesome God. That's just ringing in my heart this morning. Our God is an awesome God. And I thank God for every prayer request. Everyone is covered by the blood of Jesus. Zawania, Chelsea, Charles, and all of Sister Belinda's kids. And we pray for financial increase, healing, and deliverance. We bind the snake spirit this morning. And Sister Janice, her family, her mother, her children, and herself, we pray for that. And our sister, her sister-in-law, we pray for her too. And James, we're believing for a job for him. We pray for Keyshawn that he would get his life right and do right in school. We pray for Jasmine, Jessica, and Bernard, and Sister Charlotte, as God brings unity in that family and covers this family. We pray for Jamila and Ben as their marriage is healing. We thank God for Jerry's surgery, for the colon cancer, that God will heal that. Tina, who had cancer, God is healing that. We thank God for healing Sister Vera from the cancer that she had and the operation. And we do keep Caleb in prayer. Each and every one who had a special request, a private request, we do pray that God will heal, deliver, set free, and bring those finances that we desire in our lives, that he helps us to have more than enough because he is a more than enough God. So I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes, and we look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, God. We pray that as we leave this line, we will not leave your presence. And we pray that you will go with us even into the ends of the earth. It's in the name of Jesus I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Everybody have a beautiful day. I love each and every one of you. We appreciate you coming. We appreciate every seed that has been sown. And we pray that that seed is multiplied at least 1,000 times more than what it is. That's spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. And we pray that you will have all that God has for you, that you will receive it with gladness and fullness of heart each and every day. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love you. Adios.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road Southwest in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.